We're talking with Judy Collins, who's playing two shows tonight at the One World Theater at 7 and 9:30. We could write a book, and Judy has written many, and you should seek them out. Maybe we'll talk about that in a little bit. So the term folk singer then obviously has a broader application than the music.
I think so.
When I mention your name to anyone, they go, oh, the great folk singer. And I have to kind of back up and say, well, yes, but pop and rock and standards. And are you comfortable when people think of you as a folk singer?
Well, I love what I do. I know you love what you do. And I think that's the key to having a happy life. And I was blessed. You know, I feel so grateful that I have these wonderful gifts that I was given when I was born, and that I can keep practicing and trying to get better at them. I love what I do. I get a lot of help from my musical director, Russell Walden, who's going to be playing this afternoon with me. And he and I kind of wrestle through what's going to be the show, and my sound man, George Williamson, who's with us today. And we kind of, you know, we try not to do the same thing twice. We certainly don't do the same thing twice in the same city. When we come back, we always try to do a wholly different show. Tonight will be totally two different shows. I'll play perhaps a half a dozen of songs that are well known, but also surprises. A new song by Tom Waits that we're doing that we haven't ever done here. A brand new song of mine called Arizona, which we'll be doing tonight, which isn't even, I don't think it's even published yet. And of course, some songs from albums and projects that are recent. For instance, I'll do for you, well, Both Sides Now will be part of the show, probably on one of the shows tonight. I don't know which, but it probably will. And In the Twilight, which is a song I wrote about my mother, which is on the Metropolitan. It's on the Bohemian, which is my most recent CD, which was about 4 years ago. My mother died 5 years ago now, I guess. And so we'll always have surprises, but we'll also sing songs that people know.
You played classical piano. Are you comfortable when people think of you as a folk singer?
I think it's a social and political nom de plume, in a way, a title for a time in which I started working and in which I had a great deal to do and say. It certainly has to do with the politics, with the music, with the revival of the folk music revival, which I helped to perpetrate, and which I was happy to be a living presence among all of the other living presences who created it. It was a group effort for sure, and that with many, many faces and many voices, from the great blues singers who kind of initiated some of the exciting things at Newport Festival, to people like Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, and Pete Seeger, of course, who was kind of our masthead, politically, socially, philosophically, I think. So I think it has a lot to do with my life, period. It doesn't say the whole thing, because I've advanced I've enlarged my scope. I mean, I started doing Beatles songs in 1966, and Kurt Vile, and the songs in the Marat Sade, and along with Leonard Cohen. So I always mixed it up, and I still do that to some extent when I perform. I may do a Jacques Brel in the middle of the show. I may do a Beatles song in the middle of the show. So I extend myself to the things that I'm working on. And of course, Sondheim is a big part of my life with Zen and the Clowns. And I'm working on another PBS special, which may or may not include some Sondheim.
So the term folk singer then obviously has a broader application than the music.
I think so.
And what a week for decisions by our government.
Oh, my God. I said they finally woke up and decided they were working. And they had a conscience. Yeah, good news for us. Maybe they'll get to Citizens United one of these days.
Please.
Please, God.
And your activism is something that you're noted for. Your involvement with UNICEF continues to this day?
I don't do any traveling for them. I certainly support them, and I did do a good deal of traveling in the former Yugoslavia and Vietnam, and I just think they're wonderful. I have an extended sort of activist role in mental health now, because I've written a good deal about it. Some of my speaking engagements have to do with suicide prevention, mental health in general. we're in big trouble with mental health. I mean, we house many of the mentally ill people in our country in our jails. I mean, that's what's happened. They have become the primary source, and they're also given a lot of therapy. In many, many jails, there are therapeutic personnel to work with people because that's where it ended up, because of the laws that changed the way the mentally ill are treated. And I was in Washington 2 weeks ago talking to Congress about the need for mental health funding. We don't have the kind of funding we need desperately. So, you know, I think you take in what you can, you do what you can, you do the things that are most pressing in your life. And I have a couple of rants that I could get into, but perhaps another time.
We're talking with Judy Collins, who's playing two shows tonight at the One World Theater. And boy, we could write a book, and Judy has written many. And you should seek them out, and maybe we'll talk about that in a little bit. You're accompanied today by, as you mentioned, Russell Walden on the piano, and Judy Collins has a beautiful 12-string guitar.
Yes, my Martin guitar.
Judy Collins'
signature guitar.
Oh, that's gorgeous. What would you like to play for us first?
Well, I think we'll do Joni Mitchell's song, which kind of launched me into the arena of hit singles. She's not doing too well, but I think she's going to get along just fine. It's a lot of rehab, and we'll send her our best while we sing her one of her songs. Rows and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air, feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, and now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, up and down, and still somehow it's clouds illusion. I recall, I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel when every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, and now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, win and lose, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. And feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way, and now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads and say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's
special. Judy Collins live on KUTX with her version of Both Sides Now, and her version is in the Grammy Hall of Fame. And Judy Collins is at the One World Theater, two shows tonight, 7 and 9:30. You've always had an ear for other people's songs. Although you've written so many great ones of your own, you essentially introduced us to Joni Mitchell and Randy Newman and Leonard Cohen. Is it something you can articulate, how you hear a certain song and then think, I should share this?
I have a feeling it's a DNA thing. And my father was a great singer, performer, and he also, my mother always let me remember not to forget this, that he always chose the best songs from the shows. He'd get all the shows, you know, on those big vinyl records that were, you know, you could sit on one and break it, which I had done sometimes as growing up. And so he'd always pick out the best of Rodgers and Hart and always bring them to the radio show that he did and sing them beautifully. So my mother said, you know, that's how you got into this, is doing that, which of course I appreciate, and I'm glad I'm able to do it. It is a kind of a, it's not a long-term spot check. I mean, when I hear it, I know it. Sometimes it might take me decades to get to the song, but basically I know when I hear it.
And I don't know if you can talk too much, but I understand you're working on some new projects, and one involves duets?
I'm doing an album which is coming out, which is a collaboration with some other artists. I hesitate to name them all, but one or two I'll say something about. I've been doing a lot of work with Don McLean, doing concerts with him for the last couple of years. We have an awfully good time, and when I told him about this, he said, oh, well, I want to sing Sending the Clowns with you. Jimmy Buffett told me he wanted to sing Someday Soon. And so both of those are part of this project. It'll come out in September, mid-September, and I'll let you salivate over who else is on the album.
I'm curious.
Because I'm doing that myself. I just love it. And then I'm doing another album with another young artist. I'm not going to say anything about that. That's going to be coming out in January. And he and I are writing songs together, performing them, and he's a fabulous, fabulous artist. And then I'm doing another PBS show. You know, I've done the Metropolitan Museum show in 2012, which was very exciting, which had Jimmy Webb as a guest on it. He came and played The Moon is a Harsh Mistress for me, with me. And Sean Colvin was on that show doing a duet with me with a song I wrote called Since You've Asked. And the great Kenny White was on that show. And Ani DeFranco. We had a star-packed show at the Metropolitan. Then we did a show in Ireland of Judy Collins singing Irish songs, and Ari Hest was on that. Mary Black, the great Irish chanteuse, and a step dancer named Emily Ellis, who was 9 years old at the time.
The Irish show is just amazing and available, I should say, to
on
the public.
On PBS, yeah. Yes. It's really, and it is it's a PBS special, but it's also a DVD and a CD.
And you're mentioning some of the people you're collaborating with. Your legacy is well represented on the tribute album Born to the Breed. Some of the people you mentioned doing your songs, but also Chrissy Hynde, Dar Williams, Jim Lauderdale, Dolly Parton, Rufus Wainwright. It must be gratifying.
Rufus is singing Albatross, which is one of my very first songs. I wrote it, I think it was the fourth song I ever wrote. And I said to him afterwards, I saw him recently at an Alan Cumming event, and Alan was singing one of Rufus's songs, which was fantastic. And I said to him, you know, you recorded Albatross, and we told him when he recorded it, Russell and I said, well, you own it now, because it's so beautiful. It is on that album, the one called the Judy Collins Tribute, which will be available tonight at the show. And I'm going to talk a little about that, because it's very flattering, and it's unusual for people to sing your songs, but it really was revealing to me. I mean, it was exciting to hear people sing your song. They always take a different kind of meaning when somebody else sings them.
And it's a full circle situation. You were singing other people's songs. Now people are coming around to your songs. Judy Collins is our guest. When you were hitting those high notes on that last song, the question I'm sure has been asked many times, but do you have a regimen to take care of your voice to keep it so healthy?
I do, really. Mostly it's because of rote. It's because of the things that I have done, which I still do, One of the things that I have to deal with is allergies. I noticed that things are blooming here, so I noticed that I was a little cluttered up there with allergies, like we all are from time to time, and I take plenty of things. I eat well, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't scream, you know, I try to get enough sleep, and I do the things I was taught. I was lucky enough to find a good teacher early on, and not my piano teacher, but a singing teacher I found in 1965, and I was really kind of breaking up because I was on the road. You know, I've always been on the road. I do about 120 shows a year, even now, and I never wasn't on the road. And so I was having a really hard time, and I didn't know anything about. I knew a lot about playing the piano, but and I'd sing and sung in all kinds of things. But the stress of the road for anybody, I don't care who it is enormous. And I was desperate, and I called a couple friends who knew something about this area of music, and they both recommended the same person, and I studied with him for about 32 years. And I give him credit, Max Margulies, for everything that I learned about singing. Mm.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you, Max.
Wherever you
grateful
are.
Grateful for Max. I mean, Max is the reason I'm here, really.
Well, we're so glad you are. Judy Collins is our guest, and Russell has vacated the piano seat, the throne for you.
Oh, no, where's it gone?
Well, he's hanging around, but okay. I thought you might
I'll step over to the piano.
Please.
And do something.
Please. Judy Collins tonight at the One World Theater, two shows, 7 and 9:30, and live now for you on KETX.
She's a lady, and she barely knows her name now. In the twilight as she sleeps, and her memories chase her down the days of childhood. There was music, always music, and her brothers. There was Robert, the captain of a freighter who sailed to China. There was Shannon, who ran off one icy morning, and then Herbie, and then Frank, also handsome, and her sisters, who were beautiful and yearned to be together. She's a lady, and she's sleeping like a princess who will wake up and drink from a slipper made of diamonds. She was married to a blind man who was my father, such a charmer, and another whose name is Robert, and who holds her fragile hand while I am weeping. Chardonnay in a crystal glass, amethyst on her fingers, roses and forget-me-nots in the garden where she lingered. All around her the snowy peaks drew her eyes with wonder. All of her betrayals drowned in the roaring canyon's thunder. She's a lady, and she always dressed in silk, and had her hair done, and her clothes were pretty colors, and the scent of the Chanel in her satin cloak when she went dancing with my father when they were very young. She's a lady, and saw nearly 20 presidents, and she voted for Obama. In the old days, sipping Presbyterians, she'd argue with her children who had opinions about everything that mattered. And she'd tell them of the time she saw Rachmaninoff. Chardonnay in a crystal glass, amethyst in her necklace, roses and forget-me-nots, and three sons so fine and reckless, daughters two were free like her, one who sang and one who painted. She loved them all ever more and more, and thought all of us should be sainted. She's a lady, and she barely knows her name now, in the twilight, and she sleeps most of the day. And when she wakes up, she says that she's going home, and asks me how I knew where to find her. In this home that's not her home, she sees her garden growing wild since she had to leave. The sweetness of those afternoons on the patio where Robert kept the flowers blooming. She's a lady, and she says that she's going home in the twilight. As her eyes close, I ask her where, and she says that it's a secret, and then she's gone just like the flowers in her garden. Chardonnay in a crystal glass, amethyst in her fingers, roses and forget-me-nots in the garden where she lingers. All around her the snowy peaks drew her eyes with wonder, all of her betrayals drowned in the roaring canyon's thunder. Marjorie of the garden that blooms now in my heart.
What a thrill. What a pleasure, what an honor. Judy Collins, live on KUTX. Just sitting here watching you sitting at the piano, it just takes one's breath away. Thank you.
Thank you.
Judy Collins is playing two shows tonight at the One World Theater, so go spend some time with her. And I alluded earlier to the many books you've written. There's memoirs, there's a novel, there's a self-help book. Where would you point someone who wanted to know more about you? Which book would you point them to start with?
Probably my most recent book called Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, which is really focused on the 60s. There's some, of course, you have to tell part of the story to kind of fill in to put a frame around it. But there is a lot about the growth of the great folk scare, as one of my brothers calls it, where I was, what I did, who I met, what they were like, some portraits of various people that I think give some depth to my own story about what I was doing and how I happened to meet and greet and be part of this thing that was happening. And then if you want something about the mental health issue, Sanity and Grace was written during the after my son's suicide, and I think gives a sense. I'm also a suicide survivor of my own suicide attempt, so there's a lot about what might be called suicide prevention, although I'm not sure we really know how to do that. But education is the best route, and certainly research and helping people with whatever they need to get through depression, which I've had my whole life and have treated both with pills when I was drinking and with other things when I am not. So my sister said, be sure to tell them that I wouldn't be here without my antidepressants. So it's important to know that I may not have to have them, but many people do. And I have had the experience of living through a suicide, which was devastating and terrible. So, and a lot of it has about mental health in general. So I think those two might be the books that would be, in a sense, you can also read my novel, the only novel I ever wrote, which is very popular in Jamaica, the country, not the borough. So that could be fun. I mean, it's a kind of a rip-roaring music mystery, which I had a great time writing. And someday I'll write some more fiction. But there's so many things to deal with that I'd like to deal with that I don't know if I'll ever get around to it.
Well, you're here tonight. The books that Judy mentioned, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, the song, of course, by Stephen Stills, inspired by Miss Collins. That book came out in 2012, Sanity and Grace in 2006. So many songs, so many albums, so many books, so many DVDs, but it's all coming back to the music, and tonight is your chance to see Judy Collins, and it was our privilege to have you here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been a treat to be here. Thank you.
Judy Collins, our guest today, live on KUTX.